This is Fresh Air.
Yeah, she's my lady luck, hey, I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real hot hand. We live out in the country, hey, she's my little queen of the south. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house.
That's country singer Garth Brooks, who picked up two Country Music Association awards last month. Album of the Year for his debut album, and the Horizon Award given to newcomers. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Brooks' new album and a new album from singer and songwriter Roseanne Cash.
A few years ago, the most heartening development in country music was what came to be called the New Traditionalist Movement. Young singers like Randy Travis, Dwight Yoakam, and George Strait came along and pulled country music back to its roots by rejecting pop melodies and rock instrumentation. In what amounted to a kind of country nationalism, the new traditionalists proudly asserted the twangs in their voices and emphasized the plaintive whines of fiddles and pedal steel guitars, instruments that symbolized everything that was corny, passionate, and sincere about country music. Garth Brooks is the latest of the new traditionalists to hit it big, and his new single is the agreeably goofy Friends in Low Places.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay.
Garth Brooks' second album, No Fences, is the best-selling country album in America right now. And this young, moon-faced crooner has done what most people thought was impossible. He's made a traditionalist record that's crossed over. No Fences is nudging into the top 10 on the pop charts. Country albums haven't done this sort of thing since that phony baloney urban cowboy craze in 1980. I guess I should be pleased, but I find Garth Brooks bothersome. For a young newcomer, he already sounds rather complacent. There's something slack in his delivery, and for a new traditionalist, he often moans suspiciously like a folk singer.
Charlie Barton and his family stopped today to say goodbye. They said the bank was taking over. The last few years were just too dry. And I promised that I'd visit when they found a place in town. Then I spent a long time thinking about the ones the wolves pulled down.
The problem with being part of any movement, even a theoretically rebellious one, is that if you do anything different, you're no longer part of the team. A couple of years ago, it was possible to listen to the hits of Roseanne Cash and still consider her a new traditionalist. On her new album, Interiors, however, she's trying for a more personal, idiosyncratic style.
Crawled night and day, tears and debris. Now I'm reaching out to you, but I'm keeping my hands clean. Tables are turning, the tempo slows down. We're giving all for this misery go round. Brand new world, baby, now things have changed. Brand new picture in a brand new frame. A turn of the page with the blink of your eye. Our two steps in rhythm, our hearts beating time. On the inside, it all happened on the inside. It all went down on the inside.
Garth Brooks breaks up his sad songs with brisk little up-tempo tunes. But Roseanne Cash has bravely decided to make Interiors an all-out bummer. She's written and produced almost every song on this album, and it forms a litany of infidelity, depression, and despair. Like the Woody Allen movie that shares the same title, Interiors is beautifully crafted and terribly humorless.
We picked up the phone, you were both on the line. Your words to each other froze me in time. A lifetime between us just burned on the wires. Dissolved in a dial tone, consumed in your fires. Your footsteps beside me, the phone in my hand. I can't move, I can't stand.
As much of a drag as it is, Interiors is an admirable record. Unlike Garth Brooks's commercial breakthrough, though, I don't hear any hits on this one. Cash used to make her heartbreak hummable and catchy on songs like 7 Year Ache and I Don't Know Why You Don't Want Me. Just as Garth Brooks is reaching out to a mass audience, Roseanne Cash seems to be resigning herself to a cult.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.
Now you read a lot of things in the daily news. But I'm laying awake at night wondering what to do. I pray the Lord our souls to keep us all down here and fast asleep. I won't say this world belongs to me and you.
This is Fresh Air.